to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Caitlin Brunson, assistant editor at eBizQ. Today I am speaking with Joe Fantuzzi of AgileLions. Joe, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Caitlin. Thanks for inviting me.
Can you please provide us with a brief overview of your company?
Sure, I'd be happy to. AgileLions is a leading independent provider of integrated governance, risk, and compliance, or GRC, solutions. GRC has become a requirement for both public and private sector organizations to comply with external regulations, but also their own internal policies to provide a real-time view of risk in their organization. Our AgileLions GRC solution enables these organizations to manage their IT and operational risk much more effectively while reducing the cost of meeting these compliance mandates. Our customers include Global 2000 companies from leading private sector areas in financial services, healthcare, energy, and high-tech organizations, as well as major government, both state and local and federal government here in the U.S. and in Europe.
Today's topic is Integrated Governance, Risk, and Compliance, GRC, solution. So, Joe, explain the key challenges organizations face in adopting IT GRC solutions.
Okay. For IT and integrated GRC solutions, there's really two challenges that we see in the marketplace. One is the maturity level of the customers. Many leading analysts such as Forrester and Gartner see the same problem, and that is the myriad of compliance mandates, internal policies, industry-specific regulation these organizations are under makes it difficult for them to understand which ones apply to them. And once you understand that, then they need to understand what policies and what are known as controls. That's sort of the operative word here. What controls can they put in place that limit the risk and put them further into compliance? If you think of it, compliance and risk are opposite ends of the spectrum. The more compliant you are, the less risky, and vice versa. So the other piece of this is once they understand what controls apply to them, then they need to understand what kind of data feeds are needed from their security systems and their overall IT system so they can actually prove to an auditor that they've applied these controls in the right way. The third piece is they need to be able to understand from people who are part of these controls, that are these people actually behaving as these controls say? That's the real first problem, the maturity level to understand all of that. The second is there have been a number of GRC products that were built under what we call the first generation in the early 2000s that are building block approaches. These building block approaches tend to be very costly. They have a lot of consulting services, and customers are gun-shy of sort of implementing such costly long-term implementation and are looking for second-generation solutions like AgileLions that provide a purpose-built platform and a set of applications that specifically focus on integrated governance, risk, and compliance.
What does today's maturity model look like, and why is this commonly accepted?
Okay, so there's sort of three levels of the maturity level. First level is what we call manual GRC. Here, we have sort of a siloed approach. One small department in an organization, for example, payment credit industry, which is PCI, compliance might be one piece that an organization needs to do. They might use some simple documentation using Excel spreadsheets and SharePoint, other commonly used tools to document their processes and then manually figure out, are the people and are the systems actually doing that? Very costly, but very siloed for one level. The second is people that actually look at it across a number of these compliance mandates. They could be FSMA for government, they could be PCI, as I mentioned earlier, it could be IT SOCs, et cetera, it could be privacy mandates. And they try to cobble together a set of workflows that address all of these, again, but using their own homegrown system. And they build these one-off and connect them together through data interconnection. They tend not to have a lot of connectivity still to the IT or security systems, which gives what we call a bottom-up correlation against these top-down assessments that are provided to people in the form of survey. But what's good about the second level anyway, at least it's connecting multiple regulations and trying to get those understood in an organization. Still not automated. Third level we call automation GRC. So we have manual GRC, process GRC, now automation GRC. That's where you have the central policies and controls, but you have bottom-up data coming from all of your systems, and you're correlating in one fell swoop the information you're receiving from employees, the information you're receiving from IT systems and security systems, and coming up with a real-time view of risk. And that's what we enable these customers, AgileLions enable these customers to do.
What are the problems that companies run into with this adoption model?
Well, from either the manual GRC or the process GRC level, the problems are threefold. One is there's inefficient controls mapping. Control, I've mentioned multiple times, could be, for example, how often do you need to change passwords in an organization? The control could say it needs to be done on a quarterly basis, and the sub-control could be that it needs to be 10 digits, some capitals, some letters, et cetera. And How do you map that then to your PCI or IT SOX or some other compliance? That's not automated. That's a problem. The second is inaccurate assessments. Without data coming directly from the IT systems or security systems, you really don't know what's happening. You can only have your ear to the ground, as many companies say, and they believe that the process is being correctly done, but they don't know if it's actually happening in their system. The third is insurmountable cost overrun. By having an inefficient controls mapping and these inaccurate assessments because there's no automation to data in your system, you then start to do a lot of manual work to prove to the auditor, prove to your board that you actually have these systems in place. So that is what's inefficient and it's problems that occur with the non-mature adoption models.
What kind of maturity model would be more suitable for this type of technology and how would it work?
Well, as we propose to the industry as a leading independent player, we believe that at Agilion, the model has to allow for both top-down, which we call process-based GRC, and bottom-up, which we call automation-based GRC, in one combined framework. So that allows you to test a thin slice of any piece of your organization against not only one risk or one compliance initiative, but against any. But you can get started with that kind of an application to do one piece and then add as you go. So it allows people to get started, prove the value of these systems, and then move across their entire organization, across all the compliance mandates, across all the risk policies that they need to address in a complete application. The other thing we think is really critical is that companies need to be able to deploy this not only on-premise, but also in the cloud. Many companies have people who are in far-flung operations. Some of their systems are already in the cloud. And so Agilion offers both cloud and on-premise deployment or mixed deployment such that wherever your data is, wherever your people are, we can get at that information to provide you a view in real time to your risk and compliance.
What are some of the advantages of the BUTD model?
The BUTD is bottom-up, top-down model. Well, we see three advantages. One, it allows these thin slices or minimal use cases to validate how governance, risk, and compliance should be used inside a corporation. Much of the immaturity is that not that IT and security and operational folks don't understand the need, but the business people who need to be involved need to see what's going on. They need to give their view into this risk because only they have certain aspects of that knowledge. And they're being tested, and that's part of the auditor requirement to ask the business people in a business unit, in an operation like that, as to what's going on. So allowing you to get started with a singular compliance initiative that goes from the systems but also goes out to the people in one combined system is very important. Secondly, it minimizes what we call change management. A lot of people are worried about change management because they're using spreadsheets today, very manual, but they know that at least people accept the process. By doing a thin slice with a system that's purpose-built, like Agilion, you're able to prove the case and have minimal disruption to the business, and then add more and more initiatives for risk compliance as you go. The third is that it validates the kind of technology that people want to invest in. They want to invest in an Agilion kind of system, but it validates the system so that people at the top levels of the organization, the CIO, sees what is actually being spent on in their organization, what needs more spending, and then what needs less spending. That's a view that they don't have today. And the other advantages to the CFO, they know when they're spending in a certain area, they have some governance over that area, and they know what report looks like to the board and to the auditor, which they're responsible for.
Once deployed properly, how can these automated GRC technologies benefit enterprises?
Well, we see the benefit across a number of areas. One is standard frameworks. You may have heard of the International Standard Organization. That is an example of a framework that is now pretty worldwide accepted, and Agilion has the International Standard Organization, or ISO, standards built into our system. So it gives people a way to provide frameworks that are accepted by your auditors and by the industry in a common application or a common platform like Agilion GRC. Second is it gives organizations continuous compliance. That's a heady idea. They think of compliance as, well, I need to pass the compliance with the auditor. That happens once a year or maybe once a quarter, sometimes once a month, and it's in different areas. So most of these organizations are under audit fatigue because they think of compliance as a one-time event. With Agilion, you have continuous compliance across all of your compliance initiatives. That's a very different benefit and very new concept many people don't even believe is possible. And the third is Agilion provides a business risk view into IT and operations. Many business people look at IT and operations and say, what are you doing? You know, why is this important? And we give the business user a view into why compliance and risk management of their IT and operational areas helps the business, in fact, be more profitable, make their numbers, and succeed. These are the factors that we think are the benefits of an automated GRC solution such as AgileLions.
I would like to thank Joe Fantuzzi of AgileLions for today's podcast. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate it.
And thanks to the eBizQ listeners for joining us.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.